good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Kilo Bravo 8 Zulu Golf Lima, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off this system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they've checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found on our website, which is www.scarsvoip.com. Your net controls actually this session evening is very several, and I won't go through all those participating. But my name is Kathleen. My call is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. I'm merely opening it up this evening. And I'm located in the city of Port St. Lucie, Florida, where today I believe we had a high of about 88. I think it's still about 82. Very humid day, very warm day, typical Florida day. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled. If so, please come aboard. Great, we don't have any emergency traffic, and that's always a great thing. But do we have anyone celebrating a birthday? Maybe last week, maybe tonight, or maybe this upcoming week that would like to actually come aboard and so we could wish them happy. Well, good evening, Dennis. I heard you talking to Gordon earlier that you just recently had a birthday, an October birthday. So happy birthday to you. What would you like to share with us?
Hey, good evening, Kathy. Good evening to the net. Dennis here, Echo 1528 in Greenwood, Indiana. And birthday was Monday. And I had to work, but that was all right because I got paid, so I'm not going to complain. That's about it. If you would have asked me 2 weeks ago how old I was, I didn't know. I only pay attention to it around my birthday because, let's face it, after 18 and 21, not much else matters till you hit 65. So that's about all I got. I'm going to listen along with you guys here and turn it back to net control. It sounds like it's going to be a good net tonight. So back to you. K6SUN, KB9RN.
All right, Dennis, I want to wish you on behalf of the South Cars Conference a happy, happy birthday, but I know how you feel. When you get certain ages, you don't even think about it, unless you're going to retire, unless you get Social Security, and you're nowhere as close to that. So I'm glad that you had a nice, nice birthday, and I hope you enjoyed it. I think you came to Florida, so I hope you enjoyed your visit in Florida. But everyone, once again, welcome to the TIN this evening. And this is the monthly Thursday Informational Net Open Forum, or TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. But I do want to advise you, and you well know this, we always record these sessions so we can post them on our website. So if you've been part of this session tonight, you most definitely will be part of the recording. And once again, the program tonight is October Trivia. And I hope everyone has a great time. I hope our presenters have a great time, and I'll be listening in the background, but I'm going to head back to my schoolwork, and at this point I'm going to turn it over to KY6B so he can begin the program, and everyone enjoy. KY6B from Kilo 6 Sierra United November, are you all ready?
Well, I think so, and hope so. Thanks, Kathy. I wasn't sure that I was going to make it here on time. All of a sudden, my main computer that I'm on decided to stop on me. Everything froze, and it wouldn't reboot. So, Tom, take notice. If I drop out, you got the show up there that I am referring to. But at any rate, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Gordon, KY6V, and thanks for coming by. The program tonight will be covering the history and trivia behind the month of October. Your board of directors, along with the support staff, felt it was time to have a TIN program that was light in nature and comfortable for all our members to participate in. Lately, a lot of our programs have been dealing with new technology, new modes of operation, and old procedures of understanding that should be considered somewhat more often. So that's where we are going this evening. I would also like to suggest to one and all that once again that our staff is open 24/7 to receive suggestions and comments about our operation. We particularly would like to hear from you regarding the program's suggestions for our monthly TIN sessions, and we are open for any suggestions that you might have that would fit into the subject matter that would be of interest to our membership. If you'd like to use our contact information for transmission of your thoughts, simply send an email to voip@scarsvoip.com, and this will be received by our board of directors and staff for comments and considerations. Let me buy a nickel here before I lose it. Okay, with all of that said, let's start with tonight's program, and allow me to turn it over to our first program narrator, and that's Mr. Tom, KG4ZI. Would you please start your segment, sir, from KY6V, over.
Most certainly, Captain, thank you. KY6V from KG5ZI. Good evening, one and all. Thank you, Gordon. On behalf of the Scars family, let me express thanks to you and to Miss Kathy for all that you do for South Cars and for setting up this nice new format for this evening's Thursday Informational Net. I would also like to invite everyone listening tonight to take note of tonight's net format and come up with your own ideas and comments about future formats for the net. All ideas are welcome, and we'd love to hear them. Just email them to the staff, as Gordon had said. Again, that email is voip@scarsvoip.com. Any ideas are welcome. Sorry about that. Let me also invite you to get the list of tonight's questions from the website, scarsvoip.com, and maybe even print that out so you can write the answers down on it for all the questions that we ask tonight. Yes, folks, as Gordon has also mentioned tonight, the program should be a bit lighter and loads of fun, especially if you know a lot about the month of October. Now, here's how this will work. We will pose a question about the month of October to the net and then call on you to give us your answer. Once we have collected your responses, we will give you the correct answer, but not until everyone who wishes to answer does so. Please don't be shy. If you know the answer or you have an idea of the answer, when we call for answers, let us know what you think. Now, I must note here that neither Gordon nor myself will be giving you the correct answers to tonight's questions. Instead, we will be relying on some very, very, very wise men. And they know all about the month of October. I'm happy to say that these very, very smart individuals have graciously agreed to share their infinite wisdom with us tonight and provide the net with those correct answers to each question. So right up front and on behalf of the net, I would like to thank all those very well-informed October gurus for sharing their insight with us tonight. Okay, then. My name is Tom, and I'm your co-host and color commentator for this evening, and it's now time for the first question. I hope everyone's ready, and remember, think October. Here we go. Buy a nickel before the first question here. All right, everyone, question number one. What is the flower associated with October? I'll ask again. Number one, what is the flower associated with October? Any ideas from anyone, please call KG5ZI. Okay, I heard something key up there. I think someone may have been trying to get in there. Maybe not. I'll ask one more time. What is the flower associated with October? Anyone, please call.
KB9RRI.
Good evening, Dennis. Thank you for calling. KB9RRN from KG5ZI. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Tom. I want to just throw out a wild guess. I think maybe it's the chrysanthemum. I know I got several of those, and I'm watering in my driveway right now.
All right, sir. We've got your answer down. Anyone else? Okay, well, I thank you, Dennis, for stepping up and giving us your thought there. For the correct answer, I am now going to one of the wise men. GW8SZL. Hello, David. You are not only wise, but you are petrified. Sir, what is the correct answer? Over.
Yeah, this is Dave Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima. I just turned morning here. Well, the answer is the calendula, which is more commonly known as the marigold. Back to you, Tom, from GW8SNL.
Okay, you heard it, folks. The calendula or marigold. That is the first answer for what is the flower associated with October. On to question two. And by the way, I think that the Farmer's Almanac, back to one there, Cosmos, are also included in the almanac, and I think that's just another name for the marigold. Not sure, but anyway. Number two, what is the birthstone associated with October? Anyone have any ideas? Over.
WA3LXD.
WA3LXD from KG5ZI on the TIN net. Go ahead, sir.
Well, first of all, good evening to everyone on the net. This is Dave, WA3LXD in North Central Florida, and I'm going to take a stab at being the opal. Back to net control.
Okay, we got you down, Dave, for the opal. Anyone else? All right, we'll go back to our wise one, GW8SZL. David, good evening to you also, and thanks for being here. What is the correct answer? Over.
Yeah, from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. Well, October has actually two birthstones. One is tourmaline, and the other one is opal. So congratulations on getting the one there. And tourmaline is a favorite gemstone for many because it's available in a rainbow of beautiful colors. But opal gemstones are truly unique, because each individual gem is adorned with a one-of-a-kind color combination. So back to you, Tom, from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima.
Well, thank you, David. Very insightful answer, very detailed. Thank you, old wise one. Thank you very much. Okay, on to question three, and congratulations, Dave, on the correct answer. Number three, I have a little Yorkie Terrier behind the office door also yapping at me saying, Dad, let me in, but I'm not going to do that. He will disrupt the net. Number three, what are the zodiac signs for October? What are the zodiac signs for the month of October? Anyone have any ideas? Over.
WA3LXD again.
Yes, sir, Dave, WA3LXD. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I think I know one of them, and that would be Libra. And, you know, in the interest of transparency, I will have to divulge to the net that October is the birth month of my wife. Back to net control.
All right, Dave. Well, that's good. It's my wife's birth month as well. Very good. Anyone else want to take a stab at that? Zodiac signs for the month of October. Over.
KB9RR.
KB9RRN, Dennis, yes, sir, go ahead.
Okay, well, full disclosure, I'm going to admit that I am cheating as well, sir, because my birthday is in October, and my answer is also Libra, but I've got some inside knowledge, so there you go, back to you, KG5ZI, KB9RRN.
Romeo Fox Juliet.
I'm for Libra as well. Any others?
Romeo Fox Juliet.
Well, hello there, Chief. Good evening to you. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, it just goes to show you learn something new every day, but I can tell you the other one is Scorpio. My mother was born toward the end of October, and she is a Scorpio. So there's my feedback. Now let's see if, the old great wise one, Agwo, has the correct answers for us. Go ahead, Tom.
All right, Chief. Well, thank you for your insight as well. We will now go over to the wise one, GW8SZL. David, over in South Wales, please, wise one, what is the correct answer? Over.
From Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra, Zulu, Lima. And between all the answers, we got both the correct ones. And the answers are Libra and Scorpio. And Libra is between September the 24th to the October the 23rd. And at the end of October, Scorpio starts at October 24th and continues until November 22nd. So the correct answers are Libra and Scorpio. Back to you, Tom, from GW8SZL.
Thank you very much, Dave. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Those were the correct answers on behalf of everyone. You got it all right. Dennis correct with Libra, Dave correct with Libra, and Chief also correct with Scorpio. And my birthday is at the very tail end of the Scorpio thing. It's not in October, but it is the next month. Anyway, I digress. Okay, going to question four. How many federal holidays are there in October for the U.S.? I'll ask again one more time. How many federal holidays are in the month of October for the United States? Anyone please call with an answer.
KB9RRN.
KB9RRN. Dennis, go ahead.
KB5ZI, KB9RRN. Tom, I'm going to guess, I'm just going to throw this out there, just one that I know of. So my answer is going to be one. It's going to be reference Columbus Day. Let's try that one. KG5ZI, KB9RRN.
All right, Dennis got you down for Columbus Day. Thank you for that. Anyone else with an answer?
WA3LXD, concur.
Very good, Dave. We've got your concurrence. Anyone else? How many federal holidays in October in the U.S.? Over. All right. That's good. We're going to call the wise one now, GW8SZL from KG5ZI and the Thursday Informational Net. What is the correct answer, Dave? Over.
From GW8SZL. Well, the answer is Columbus Day. And there is just the one federal holiday in October. And Columbus Day is on the second Monday of October. And this holiday obviously honors Christopher Columbus. And it was Monday the 12th of this month. And there was a lot of stations wishing everybody happy Columbus Day. So I heard it many, many, many times on the air as well. Back to you, Tom, from GW8SZL.
All right, you heard it, folks. The wise one concurs with Columbus Day. It looks like just one holiday. And that was last Monday, and I'm really glad that we still hold Columbus as an important figure in our society. Okay, on to question five. This is KG5ZI with the Thursday Informational Net. I'll try to pick it up a little bit here. Question five. On this date, October 1st, 1908. Again, October the 1st, 1908. What happened on this date relative to the auto industry? Anyone have any ideas? Over. Okay, no takers there. Looks like we're getting into a little bit more difficult questions. Back to the wise one, GW8SZL, KG5ZI. What did happen on that date, reference to the auto industry there, Dave? Over.
Yeah, from GW8SZL. Well, it was the Ford Model T went on sale for the first time on October the 1st, 1908. It was on sale until May the 26th, 1927. So the answer was the Ford Model T. Back to you, Tom. GW8SZL.
Wow, that's a great answer. So 19 years running. Fantastic. And I'll tell you what, that's what changed our society as well. So there you have the answer, folks, from the wise one. The Model T went on sale for the first time, and it lasted for 19 years. It made our country become an auto country, didn't it? Well, thank you, Dave, old wise one. You are both petrified and very wise, also well informed. Thank you very much. We couldn't have done this without you, sir. Thank you again. All right, folks. I now have a little extra piece of trivia that's not part of the question list. On this date in 2006, The Big Island of Hawaii was shaken up by a magnitude 6.6 earthquake, which occurred near Kailua Kona on the island's west coast. Just thought you might like to know that. Okay, this is the SCARS Thursday Informational Net, and it's all about October. Time to pass the baton back to our captain, Mr. Gordon. Over to you, sir. KY6V from KG5ZI.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tom. Everybody else assembled here, Gordon, KY6V. Stick around for a second or two before you get up to stretch. I've got a question coming your way right after this next question, or the first question for me. On October 1st, 1979, what happened pertaining to the Panama Canal? I'll read that again. October 1st, 1979, what happened pertaining to the Panama Canal? Any answers on that one? Over. I think that was you, Dennis. RRN, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, that was me. I'm going to throw out a WAG here, and I'm going to throw out a guess without having looked it up, it being about a couple years before my time, that it was remanded to the custody of the native authorities. That will be my guess, sir. KY6V from KB9RRN.
Okay. Thank you for that, Dennis. And I can hear the bambino in the background. Super, super. We'll find out in just a second. Anybody else want to take a stab at that? Okay, Chief. W4RFJ, would you like to give us the correct answer on that one, sir? Over.
Well, I would be glad to do that. However, I humbly bow to Petrified Dave as being the old great wise one. The answer is, in after 70 years, the Panama Canal Zone was formally handed over to Panama. Back over to you, Captain, W4RFJ.
Thanks, Chief. Well, there you go, guys and gals, and you were right on up there, Dennis. And the question that I have for Tom here is that he was assigned some military duty down in the Panama Canal area. Was that after, before, or during the switchover, Tom? Over.
KY6B in the group from KG5ZI. I was there during, Gordon. I was assigned to the Panama Canal Zone area in April of 1979, and I left there in April of 1981. I'll tell you what, it was quite interesting, too, because I first became a ham radio operator at that same time in 1980. Just after President Carter had given the canal to the natives. And the canal zone itself was a paradise while the Americans were running the canal. There was what they called the Panama Canal Commission, which was an American outfit, which did all the administrative and operational and maintenance and all that sort of thing. It was an American territory, nonetheless, at that time. And it was paradise. It was duty-free. No one paid taxes down there on anything they bought. And just like the old stories that you heard about GIs in Europe buying things tax-free and nice stereos and all that sort of thing, well, that was applicable there at that time also. Let me buy a nickel. And I'm really glad you asked me the question there, Gordon, because it's nice to share this as well. I don't know how nice it is, but it's something that I observed. Once they took over, once the Americans left the canal zone and the canal zone ceased to exist, the beautiful, beautiful landscape of the zone pretty much perished. It started growing up with weeds. The maintenance and the care pretty much went downhill when the natives took over. And the Americans, when they lived there in the zone, they had it made because you could buy or rent a houseboy or a housemaid very cheaply. and they lived in quarters that were in each individual's houses. So it was quite a paradise for the Americans, but it went downhill after we gave it up. Although since the widening of it here over in the recent past, they've pretty much come up to the plate, and they're running it fairly well now. But anyway, that's my 2 cents, Gordon. Thank you for asking. KY6B from KG5ZI. Sorry it took so long.
Oh, no problem with that at all. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. I was curious, and I wasn't sure whether you were there at the time that that took place, so it was sort of an eye observation. And I was wondering what happened when Panama actually took it over, and you described that very well. And I guess that's just the way the cookie crumbled. All right, guys and gals, we're going to move on to the next question. On October 2nd of 1968, what took place with the Redwood National Park? I'll say that again. October 2nd, 1968, what took place with the Redwood National Park? Any guesses on that one, KY6V? Okay. Well, let's just go straight to the answer. W4RFJ, how say you on that question, sir?
Well, let's see. This is W4RFJ, and I must add that I was 8 years old. And the answer to the question is the national park was established. Redwoods are the tallest of all trees, a lifetime that can span 2,000 years with those trees. So that there be the answer. Back over to you, Captain, W4RFJ.
Thank you for that, Chief. Brings back a lot of memories for me. I was raised in California and visited the Redwoods quite often. It's a beautiful sight to see, number one. Number two, it's amazing to have a tree so big and so tall that you could cut a tunnel through the trunk and pass traffic on a road right between its foundation. And that's the fact, guys and gals. All right, the next question, October 3rd, 1863. Now, that was certainly way before my time. What did President Abraham Lincoln proclaim? Got to be a historian on this one, I guess. October 3rd, 1863, what did President Abraham Lincoln proclaim? Any guesses on this one?
WA3LXD.
Well, you go right ahead, David. I've always considered you a historian. Over.
Uh-oh, with that set up, I'll take a stab at the Emancipation Proclamation. Back to net control.
Okay. We've got you logged in on that one. Anybody else want to take a take on it? Okay. Not hearing anything. Chief Sun, W4RFJ, give us the correct answer on this, please.
Well, I guess I have to say that it was a proclamation, but not the proclamation that Dave mentioned. Actually, on October 3rd, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln issued a proclamation designating the last Thursday in November as Thanksgiving Day. And I definitely wasn't around for that. Back over to you, Captain, W4RFJ.
You know, I may consider myself ancient just like David over there, but I wasn't around there either. Thank you very much, Chief, and thank you, David. Okay. October, next question, October 3rd, 1990. Now we're getting more into the present, I guess. October 3rd, 1990, the date pertains to the East and West Germany. October the 3rd, 1990, and this date pertains to the East and West Germany. Any takers on this one?
KB9RRN.
Jawohl, mein Herr. Is that appropriate? Go ahead, Dennis. KY6V.
Very good, Gordon. Yeah. KY6V, KB9RRN. I believe that would be German reunification. Reunification, sir. KY6V, KB9RRN.
Yeah, okay. I think I understood what you said. Would you like to explain it a little further, over?
If I remember right, I believe that was when East and West recombined forces and formed the current nation that they have now, or the current, the Federal Republic of Germany, I believe is their official name, at least in the English language, sir. KY6V, KBNR.
Okay, sir. Thank you, Dennis. Duly noted. Anybody else on this one? Okay, W4RFJ, Professor Chief, what's the answer?
KY6V, with the South Car Saturday, Thursday Information Net, this is W4RFJ. I think Dennis hit it right on the head of the nail. The answer is East and West Germany were reunited as the Federal Republic of Germany. Back over to you, sir. W4RFJ.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Chief, and thank you, Dennis. Right on. Okay, my last question, at least in this group, before I turn it back to Tom, reads October 4th, 1957. That was a good year. October 4th, 1957, the question pertains to the space age. Anybody want to sort of guess what happened at that time? KY6V, over.
KB9RN.
I'll tell you what, I think that birthday rejuvenated you. Great, Dennis. Go ahead.
It did something. I guess I must be, in all fairness, since I have an October birthday, I think I'm cheating. But I do believe that would have been the date that the Soviet Union launched the first Sputnik satellite into orbit around the Earth. So we'll turn it back to you, K9RN.
Very good, sir. Duly noticed. Anybody else want to take a take on this? Okay, Professor Chief, W4RFJ, the answer, please.
Okay, this is W4RFJ, and again, Dennis hit the nail on the head. Russians launched the first satellite into orbit, the remarkable accomplishment by the Soviet Russia sent a shockwave through the American political leadership, resulting in the U.S. efforts to be the first on the moon. And I believe the name of that satellite was Sputnik. Back over to you, Captain. Captain W4RFJ.
Very good, guys. Right on. Both Dennis and your answer. Thank you, gentlemen. I remember that day very vividly, to be frank with you. I was in the Navy at the time. I was stationed out in the Pacific, and I was running radio watches at that particular point when the announcement was made. So I took one of the radio receivers and tuned it in on the Sputnik frequency and listened to the ID as I walked out onto the balcony from the radio room with a pair of binoculars to see if I could spot it. That's the way the cookie crumbled for me anyway. Okay, we're going to move to back to Tomasito, KG5ZI. You're going to take the next five questions, if you'd be so kind, sir, from KY6V. Over.
All right, Captain. Thank you very much, sir. KY6V from KG5ZI and the SCARS. Thursday Informational Net. It's all about October today. And, Dennis, you're just landing them, man. That's awesome. I don't remember Sputnik. I was 1 year old during Sputnik, but I do remember the wall coming down in Germany, and that meant a lot to me because I was born in Berlin and my mother was full-blooded German. And just prior to that, in about 1985, I actually drove through the Russian corridor between Braunschweig, West Germany, and Berlin, which was actually in the confines of East Germany, and had to salute the Soviet Guard in my Air Force uniform and all that sort of thing. It was quite an interesting time. And out looking outside of Berlin, you could see the barbed wire and the Russian guys in the towers with their machine guns. It was quite an interesting thing. And I was in the mortgage business in the 90s also from Salt Lake City. And one of my clients, who is a retired Army pilot, gave me a piece of the wall. And boy, do I cherish that thing. Anyway, enough of that. Let me buy a nickel. And I talk too much, I know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, all about October. We're going on to question 11. And this is pertaining to the date October 14th, 1947. October 14, 1947, the question is, what happened on this date relative to the speed of an aircraft? Anyone want to take a stab at this? Go ahead.
Maybe not on our end, but I will defer to anyone else that wants to go first.
Okay, you broke up just a little bit there, Dennis. It's your nickel. Go ahead.
Okay. Tom, I will defer to anybody else that wants to go first because I feel like I'm cheating on this one. So if there's any other station that wants to answer before I do, please go ahead.
Okay, understood. Does anyone want to take a stab? Well, Dennis, no takers, and I don't think you're cheating, man. I think it's just a fortunate thing that you're from October. Go ahead.
Okay, very good, Tom. KG5ZI, KB9RRN. Now, this one is kind of a cheat because I may or may not have been reminded of this earlier in the day as I was on my way home. But I do believe that was the day when Chuck Yeager broke the sound barrier for the first time in a human-designed and operated aircraft, sir. Back to you, KG5ZI from KB9RRN.
All right, Dennis, we've got your answer down. KB9RRN from KG5ZI. We'll make one more last call for anyone else. Want to take a stab and maybe agree or disagree? Over. Okay, hearing nothing. We're going over to our third wise individual for the evening, and for UPC, Mr. Scott. Good evening to you, sir. What is the correct answer?
Well, Tom, on October 14th, 1947, Captain Chuck Yeager became the first man to break the sound barrier. Back to you, in for UPC.
Okay, Mr. Scott, N4UP from KG5ZI. I copied the answer. I don't know if anyone else was experiencing that, but I think you had some packet loss there. There are a lot of gaps. Gordon, real quick, did you hear the same? Over.
Thomas, it's you, W4RFJ. Captain, the question was deferred to you. Over.
Very good. All right. Well, I'll try to work with this. If I die, maybe we'll have somebody else over. I don't know. We'll see what happens. All right. Well, I appreciate the answer there, Scott. You were right again, Chuck Yeager, being the first man to break that sound barrier on October 14th in 47. Congratulations, sir. Okay, next question, number 12, pertaining to October 16th, 1964. And before I continue on, is everything coming out okay on this note?
Sorry, I was in earshot but not close, Tom. I'm hearing the same thing on everybody. Over.
Yeah. All right. Very good. I know that there were a couple other nets this week that were having lots of trouble with packet loss, so maybe it's an internet thing, I don't know. All right, on question 12, thank you, Gordon. October 16, 1964, what did China do on this day? Think about the time frame. October 16, 1964, anyone want to take a stab at what China would have done on this day? Over. Yeah, I don't think I'd say yes either. That's a tough one. Over to the wise man, N4UPC. Scott, what is the correct answer? Over.
All right. On October 16, 1964, the Chinese detonated its first nuclear bomb at the Lop Nor test site in Sinkang. Back over to you, Scott.
All right, Scott. Thank you very much, sir. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. October 16, 1964, China launched the first nuclear bomb. Lovely. All right, on to question 13. Okay, where did the name October come from? Interesting question. Where did the name October come from? Any guesses? Over? All right. But if you take that one. Mr. Shot, N4UPC, where did the name October come from? Over.
The name October actually comes from the Latin word, which is octo, meaning eight. This was first named when October was the eighth month in the year, when the Roman calendar changed to 12 months. Then October, the October name was never changed. Sorry about that. Back over to you, Tom.
And for UPC from KG5ZI and the Thursday Informational Net. Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, it seems to always be what happens, right? Things change and the follow-up is never taken care of. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. October is named from the Latin name octo, which means eight. That's because it was the eighth month of the year, and then when the Roman calendar came in, it got fed. It was never changed. So, next question, number 14. Name, just for fun, the following dates for unofficial holidays. I'll say that again. Just for fun, name the following dates for unofficial holidays. In other words, I'm looking for the holidays for these dates, October 4th, October 6th, and October 16th. Anyone want to take a guess? KG5ZI.
Romeo, Fox, Juliet.
All right, Chief W4RFJ from KG5ZI. What's your answer, sir?
I have no idea, but I wanted to share that there was another holiday that was on the October, the same day as Columbus Day. It's Indigenous Peoples Day. So that can be considered a holiday. But anyway, sorry, I don't know what the other dates are.
Okay. Very good. Indigenous People's Day. That's interesting. I wonder if I'm indigenous, considering I was born in a different country but lived here most of my life. Interesting question. Don't know the answer. All right, anyone else want to take a stab? October 4th, October 6th, and October 16th. What do you think? Over.
KB9RN.
KB9RRN, KG5ZI. Go ahead, Dennis.
Okay, Tom. Thank you, sir. I seem to remember some chatter about this. And this is going to sound really bad coming from me, but I want to say one of them was maybe like National Donut Day. I want to say it might have been October 4th, but heck, I don't remember. Back to you, sir. KG5ZI, KB9RN.
Oh, Dennis, you got me chuckling, man. Yeah, I understand what you meant now at the beginning there. Very good. Got you down for National Donut Day. I love donuts, too. All right, anyone else want to take a guess?
LXD here.
Has something to do with his line of work, Tom. Over.
Yeah, that's what's making me laugh, I know. All right, David, WA3LXD. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I'll take a stab at it, and that is that the business guys at Hallmark were seeing they weren't going to make the revenue goals for the year, so they came up with three esoteric holidays in order to boost sales, whatever they're called. Back to net control.
Ah, yes, free enterprise and capitalism. You got to love it. Thank you, Dave. WA3LXD from KG5ZI. All right, if there's no other takers, we're going to go over to Scott again and see if we can get the correct answer for each of those dates and see if there's any merit to that reasoning you just gave us, Dave. I think that's pretty ingenious of you to come up with that, though. Over to you, Scott, N4UPC, for the correct answer. This is KG5ZI. Over.
All right, Tom. Well, October 4th is International Ships in a Bottle Day. Very important, that one. October 6th is the National Noodle Day. And October 16th actually celebrates one of our own, GW8SZL, the petrified one, because October 16th is National Fossil Day. N4UPC, back to you, Tom.
Oh, my. Make us chuckle there, Scott. N4UPC from KG5ZI. Well, I think there are a lot of us that fit into that category. That's great. All right, sir. Thank you. So you got it there, folks. October 4th is International Ships in a Bottle Day. October 6th, National Noodle Day. Wonder if those are egg noodles. They must be. And then October 16th, the National Fossil Day, which is quite interesting. All right. On to my last question of the evening. And I'm glad to have done this. This is a lot of fun. Number 15, ladies and gentlemen, all about October. On October 2020, that brings two full moons. Name the date and the name of the full moons. Looks like there will be two dates and two names. October 2020, that's this year, brings two full moons. Name the dates and the names of the full moons. Anyone want to take a stab at this? KG5ZI.
Romeo, Fox, Juliet. I don't know the dates, but I'm going to take a stab at the names.
All right there, Chief. W4RFJ, KG5ZI. Go ahead, sir. Take a stab.
Okay, well, it's the Harvest Moon, which I think is toward the beginning of the month, and the Hunter's Moon, which I think may be considered what they call the Blue Moon, but there again, I'm not as smart and wise as the fossilized, petrified one. W4RFJ, back to that.
All right, Chief, thank you for that. We've got you logged down with your two answers there. Anyone else want to take a stab? All right, nothing heard. Over to you, there, Scott. Appreciate you being here tonight. Wise man number three. Go ahead, sir. What is the correct answer?
Well, if I'm wise man number three, we're definitely in the wrong time of the year. All right, well, we'll give RFJ, the Chief, partial credit on that because... yes, the Harvest Moon is one of them, and it appears on Thursday, October 1st. The other one, which he also nails, which is on Saturday, October 31st, i.e. Halloween, that second full moon, the Hunter's Moon, appears, and it's special for two reasons, one of which he got. Yes, it is considered a blue moon, but it's also a rare Halloween full moon. All right. With that, N4UPC, I'm going to flip it back to you, Tom.
All right there, Scott. Thank you very much. So there you have it, folks. Oh, sorry. It's the time of season, I guess. All right. So on now. Thank you, Scott. We do appreciate your help this evening. And boy, am I ever glad that these wise individuals are here to help us with these answers. Don't know what we'd do without you guys. Thank you very much for your expertise and for being there tonight. All right, folks, it's time once again to pass the baton. But first, one final piece of trivia that's outside the question list. On this day, October 15th in 1900, Symphony Hall in Boston was inaugurated as the home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Ah, yes, the Boston Pops, a staple in American society. Okay, time once again for the captain to round out the festivities with our final questions. KY6V from KG5ZI. Gordon, thank you for letting me help you out tonight, and it's time for you to take it away, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Tomasito. KY6V here. I've been enjoying this immensely so far, guys and gals. And thank you very much for riding shotgun here with me tonight, Tom. We're going to go into the last five questions and then roll it here for this evening. And my first one in the group here is name some folklore for October. Now, this is broad as it can be broad. But do you remember any folklore that you learned or you heard that you would like to put forth here this evening? If so, call now, please, KY6V. Okay, I thought that one might be a little bit of a staller, so I'm going to call on Dave up there in Wisconsin to officially answer that one. And some of these are sort of cute, guys. David, if you would, please, KY6V.
Okay, thank you, your captain. And before I do begin, I just want to give you a small note here. When the audio was dropping and the packets were losing, I actually had the South Car's greeting come up twice during that period there. So there definitely was some packet loss somewhere. So, anyways, good evening all. K90WT Echo 2289 here in Wisconsin. And yes, some of the folk lore. Well, one of them would be when you see deer and they're in a gray coat in October, you can expect a hard winter and much rain in October, as well as much wind in December. Also, a warm October does mean a cold February, from the folklore to the pasture. So that's what you kind of look for. If it's a warm October, you can expect a cold February. Turn it back to you there, Captain, KB90WG.
All right. Thank you very much for that, David. And yeah, it looks like the internet has stabilized. I haven't heard the breakup now for quite a while. I was a little concerned because it's going to raise havoc with our posted recording that will come live here tomorrow on our website. But things have smoothed out, at least for the moment, and I hope they stay that way. Thank you, Dave. Next question on 1 October 1982. Now, that was a pretty good year, too, I think. The world's first compact player of its type went on sale. What was it, guys? KY6V, over.
KB9RN.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I think I'm going to hang a 12 up on my computer monitor. KY6V. Go ahead, Dennis.
Very good, Gordon. Yeah. I still remember my family's first one that we got in 1989. And if I'm correct, it was a compact disc player. A CD player, sir. KB9RN.
Okay. We've got you registered. Anybody else want to take a go at this one? All right, David, KB9EWG, what's the correct answer on this baby?
Well, I remember that time quite well. My dad used to listen to a radio station, WFMT, in Chicago all the time, out of Chicago. And one time we were in the car, and he was listening to the station there, and they were talking about the first compact disc player, which was developed jointly by Sony and Philips and Polygram. And the first one was a cost of equivalent about $2,200. And I still remember my first one I bought. It was a Philips stereo system that had a built-in compact disc player on it there. And boy, I'll tell you what, definitely made a difference in sound, so I did enjoy it. Of course, vinyl is making a comeback as well. So back to you there, Gordon, KB9EWG.
Okay, guys. Well done. Thank you, David. And right on, Dennis. Look at how the worm has turned, huh? $2,200 for a compact disc when they first broke loose in 1982, and look at the prices now. So onward and upwards, I guess. Okay, moving to the next question. Who was Mohammed Gandhi that was born on the 2nd of October in 1869? Who was Gandhi? Over. Oh, I thought everybody would come right in on that one. All right, David, if you'd be so kind, who was Gandhi? KY6V, over.
All right, here we go. For some reason, my wasn't keen up on me. Anyways, yeah, let me go back here. I scrolled up here. Of course, Gandhi was an Indian political and spiritual leader. Gandhi is famous for his working to achieve freedom and equality for all in India and in Africa. He is remembered for his nonviolent creed and for his belief that black and white people should have equal rights and be looked upon the same as every other person. So there you go, Gordon. KY60, KB90WG.
Very good. Thank you, David. Well, I remember the stories about him very vividly, and he was the guy that would stop eating. He would fast to try to make a point or push an issue and so on and so forth. Thank you very much, David. Okay, the next question reads, what is the meaning of the Morse code did-a-dit, da-da-da, did-a-dit, standing for S-O-S? How did this all come to be? KY6V, over. Okay, all you CW operators out there, listen up. David, what's the answer, please? KB9EWG, I'll get it out. KY6V, go ahead, sir.
Well, Gordon, a lot of people like to say save our ship. On October 3rd, 1906, the SOS signal was established as an international distress signal by an arrangement made between the British Marconi Society and the German Telefunk Organization at the Berlin Radio Conference. The signal was formally introduced on July 1, 1908. And if I remember correctly, I believe what they had used prior to that was CQD, if I'm not mistaken. I believe when the Titanic was calling their distress signals out, they were calling a CQD. KY6B, hopefully I'm correct on that one. KB90WG.
Well, I think you're correct on the CQD. I'd have to look it up. It's been a long time since I've heard that term. But right on the answer. Thank you, David. Okay, the last question in the series here tonight, before we start wrapping it up, is when is Space Week in October? When is Space Week in October? Any guesses on this one, please? Please call KY6V.
Romeo Fox Juliet.
KB9R.
Okay, we've got two, Mr. Jordan and Mr. Dennis. Chief, go ahead, sir.
Okay, well, thank you, Captain. This is W4RFJ, and while I'm thinking about it, I'm waving a hello to my South Cars family. I'm still trying to wrap my head around how those deer get those gray coats on and off in October, but I think it's around the 4th of October. This is W4RFJ, back to the Captain.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how they get their coats on and off either. Thank you for that. Duly noted. Dennis, go ahead, sir. KY6V.
KY6V, and then KB9RN. Yeah, that's also my guess. And the logic behind that for me would be the launch of the Sputnik in 1957. If I had to guess, that's what it would be, sir. So we'll see if we're right or not. KY6V, KB9RN.
Well, let me say that you've been doing just very, very well with the trivia here tonight, Dennis. Thank you for that. David, KB9EWG, how say you on the correct answer? Over.
Well, before I move on to that correct answer, I'm going to say I am no expert on deer dressing themselves, but my guess would be one hoof at a time. And anyways, on to the correct answer. Yes, World Space Week is an annual international celebration of the contribution of the space science and technology. Make it the betterment of the human condition. The date of the week for October 4th through October 10th commemorates key milestones in space. For October 1957 was the launch date of Sputnik. the first human-made Earth satellite, the first international space treaty, the Outer Space Treaty, and went into effect on October 10, 1967. KY6B, it's been fun. KB9EWG.
Okay, Dave. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Dennis. Right on. Isn't it interesting? It took us 10 years to get the treaty worked out and promoted and agreed on, that maybe we ought to put some regulations on who does what in space before things get out of hand, I guess is the way to put it. All right, any other further questions before we get ready to close here, KY6V, or comments? Over.
UPC.
United Papa Charlie. Go right ahead, Mr. UPC. Over.
Yeah, I just got a message from the net manager, and she's wondering if people are available, if they could stick around and help us find these packets that we've lost, so we can put things back together. Just wanted to put that out there. Back to you, Gordon. N4 UPC.
That's my lady, Kathy. I'll tell you what. Had no idea that she was putting the ore in the water. But if anybody has any suggestions, we'll stand by after closing here to figure that out. Let me take a break for a moment. All right, KY6V here. That's a wrap for our program this evening. To repeat one more time what was said during our opening this evening, we particularly would like to hear from you regarding program suggestions for our monthly TIN sessions. And we are open for any suggestions that you might have that would fit into the subject matter that would be of interest to our membership. So if you'd like to use our contact information for transmission of your thoughts, simply send us an email at voip@scarsvoip.com. Excuse me. And this will be received by our board of directors and staff for comments and consideration. This has been SouthCars. Net schedules and general information be found on our website. Excuse me again. Thank you, everybody, for coming by. Y6 minutes.